Chapter 6. It happened in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Siv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. The house which King Solomon built for the Lord, its length was 103 feet and 4 inches, and its breadth 34 feet and 5 inches, and its height 51 feet and 8 inches. The porch before the temple of the house, 34 feet and 5 inches was its length, according to the breadth of the house, 17 feet and 3 inches was its breadth before the house. For the house he made windows of fixed lattice work. Against the wall of the house he built stories all around, against the walls of the house all around, both of the temple and of the inner sanctuary, and he made side rooms all around. The lowest story was 8 feet and 7 inches broad, and the middle was 10 feet and 4 inches broad, and the third was 12 feet and 1 inch broad, for on the outside he made offsets in the wall of the house all around, that the beams should not have hold in the walls of the house. The house, when it was in building, was built of stone prepared at the quarry, and there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house, while it was in building. And the door for the lowest side rooms was in the right side of the house, and they went up by winding stairs into the middle story, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house, and finished it, and he covered the house with beams and planks of cedar. He built the stories against all the house, each 8 feet and 7 inches high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. The word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, "Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes, and execute my ordinances, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I establish my word with you, which I spoke to David your father. I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel." So Solomon built the house, and finished it. He built the walls of the house within with boards of cedar, from the floor of the house to the walls of the ceiling. He covered them on the inside with wood, and he covered the floor of the house with boards of fir. He built 34 feet and 5 inches on the back part of the house with boards of cedar from the floor to the beams, and he built this within as an inner sanctuary, the most holy place. In front of the temple sanctuary was 68 feet and 11 inches, and the inside of the house was cedar, carved with buds and open flowers. All was cedar, there was no stone seen. He prepared an inner sanctuary in the midst of the house within, to set there the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And before the sanctuary was 34 feet and 5 inches in length, and 34 feet and 5 inches in breadth, and 34 feet and 5 inches in its height, and he overlaid it with pure gold. And he made the altar of cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house within with pure gold, and he drew chains of gold across, in front of the inner sanctuary, and he overlaid it with gold. The whole house he overlaid with gold, until all the house was finished, also the whole altar that belonged to the inner sanctuary he overlaid with gold. In the inner sanctuary he made two cherubim of olive wood, each 17 feet and 3 inches high. 8 feet and 7 inches was the one wing of the cherub, and 8 feet and 7 inches the other wing of the cherub. From the uttermost part of the one wing to the uttermost part of the other was 17 feet and 3 inches. The other cherub was 17 feet and 3 inches, both the cherubim were of one measure and one form. The height of the one cherub was 17 feet and 3 inches, and so was it of the other cherub. He set the cherubim within the inner house, and the wings of the cherubim were stretched forth, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the midst of the house. He overlaid the cherubim with gold. He carved all the walls of the house around with carved figures of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, inside and outside. The floor of the house he overlaid with gold, inside and outside. For the entrance of the inner sanctuary he made doors of olive wood. The lintel and door posts were a fifth part of the wall. So he made two doors of olive wood, and he carved on them carvings of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and he spread the gold on the cherubim, and on the palm trees. So also he made for the entrance of the temple doorposts of olive wood, out of a fourth part of the wall, and two doors of fir wood. The two leaves of the one door were folding, and the two leaves of the other door were folding. He carved cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and he overlaid them with gold fitted on the engraved work. He built the inner court with three courses of cut stone, and a course of cedar beams. In the fourth year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid, in the month Siv. In the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all its parts, and according to all its fashion. So was he 7 years in building it.